Welcome along. I am delighted to be in the company of RTÉ sport journalist James McMahon and Nadine Doherty, former Donegal footballer. You're both very, very welcome. I'm very excited, Jim, to look at a summer of sport that is a little bit different than we're used to. Still finding my bearings a little bit, as I'd say a lot of people are, who, well, the people that maybe set their clocks and their dates and their times by what happens in the world of Gaelic games, are still trying to get used to everything. Before we get into that, though, James, I know that you're quite interested in golf as well, and we've seen today that players who have signed up to the Breakaway Live Golf Series will be allowed to take their place in next month's Open. So the RNA have just announced this. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm not that surprised. I mean, it is the Open Golf Championship, and I suppose if it's the Open, it's, you know, if I'm good enough, or Nadine or yourself are good enough to play, we can head up to the qualifying somewhere in Baltrae. I know there's qualifying in Baltrae in County Louth. I'm perhaps not that surprised that those players, you know, that everybody, or that people who have signed up to Live, which, by the way, I didn't know until means 54 in Roman numerals. I'm just not that surprised by it, Marie. You know, I think it's the 150th Open, and I don't know, do they want to mirror it or to have it mired in that much controversy? I don't know, but it's only, what, 3 weeks away now, so...
Yeah, I guess over the next couple of days there'll probably be a lot more on what is going to happen over the summer with the big golf tournaments, but we'll be keeping an eye on that, no doubt. Nadine, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm delighted to be here on
a
Wednesday.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, exactly that. Plenty to get stuck into. Jim, let's look at the summer. So it is a little bit different. So we're in June 22nd. There are how many teams left in the Hurling and Football Championship?
Well, what, there's four. We're down to the semi-finals in hurling, and we're down to the quarter-finals in football. This is the 22nd of June. So 3 years ago, or back when pre-COVID, the 2019 championship, on this day, 2019, it was the Munster football final between Cork and Kerry. And I think we had the second round of qualifier games in the football. And we were a week out before the Munster and Leinster hurling finals. And I think we were at the group stages of the ladies' football and camogie. So this year has been, it's a bit of a shock to some people, because, you know, people have expected, people kind of gauge their year by their, particularly those who are into sport, they kind of block the year out. I remember a man saying to me, you know, I said, once the All-Ireland football final is over, I can, the days will start to shorten and the winter won't be long before it's coming in. But this year, the football final will be on the 24th of July. The hurling final will be on the 17th of July, the same day that the claret jug will be handed out at St Andrews for the Open Golf Championship. I think the Lee McCarthy, barring a replay, will be raised first, and then about an hour later, some man will be picking up the claret jug. Maybe Rory McIlroy or Shane Lowry again. So it is a change for people, and the comments there last week from the GAA president, it's not going to change for 2023. It's still going to be the same, and even though, and we're going to have a more condensed football championship, because we're going to have groups of four for the four groups of four for the All Ireland Championship next year, and four groups of four for the Tailteann Cup. I've worked out it may be something like 24 more extra games across in that sort of same space of time. So I think next year the provincials in the football championship, I think, will be played out over 5 weeks. It will be a blitz, more or less, starting in the middle of April, have it done by the middle of May, second last week in May to the end of July, then you play out your championship. So next year, there is the maximum number of games that a team can play to win the All-Ireland Football Championship in 2023 will be 11. So you're looking at playing 11 games between roughly the middle of April to the end of July. It's about 14, 15 weeks, so a game every 1.3 or 4 weeks. So that's what Larry McCarthy has said. So I don't think there'll be, he said there, it'll be the same time frame as this year. I think it's still very much, I still think it's not cast in stone. So maybe beyond 2024, 25, we will have changes. But it definitely is one, it's knocked a few people out of kilter.
Definitely.
You know? And do you see possibly down the line, Jim, that the provincials will be scrapped altogether? You know, are we moving towards that?
I think we're moving towards it. Yeah. You know, I was talking earlier today to Dara O'Kaneja, the former Kerry footballer, And I was talking about Kerry Mayo this weekend, and he was going on about Kerry being undercooked and playing in what,
like,
he called,
like every Kerry person will say this time of year.
I don't think he was trying to play kind of cute devils with me or anything like that. But what he called it a soft Munster championship, you know, and that's not being disrespectful to Clare or Cork or Limerick or Waterford. And he was generally worried about this weekend because the talk is Mayo won't be as bad as they were in the league final. But to answer your question, yeah, I do think the Ulster Championship, now maybe up in Ulster, or sorry, the provincial championships, yeah. Now up in Ulster, that's the one because in recent times, the last couple of years, you've had Derry are coming through. Obviously, they won Ulster this year. Armagh
haven't
won Ulster
Monaghan
since 2007. So they'll be, you know, so yeah. Connacht is still competitive. But if you were to ask a Mayo footballer, a Galway footballer, or even a Roscommon footballer, you know, what the currency now is for winning a provincial title, it may be different for Sligo or Leitrim. I do think in Leinster, it doesn't look in the short term as if Dublin are going to be threatened. I thought this year Kildare would, but, you know. So to answer your question, Nadine, yeah, I think it's the beginning of the end for the provincials, you know.
Yeah.
So. What about the sponsorship side of it? So, like, it's a much shorter season now. The revenues, are they going to be affected in any way because the exposure isn't as great? Jim?
Yeah, because I think certain advertisers are worried because, like, in terms of maybe the JA season, they would have been looking at August, September as the kind of peak mm-hmm. times at which. Mm-hmm. And even to switch codes, this year's Soccer World Cup for the men is going on in the months of November, December. That's at a time when we're going to be having Christmas toys, Christmas trees, hampers, whatever, advertised. So I do think from the JA's point of view, yeah, I mean, a shortening of the championship season is going to limit the opportunities there. Now, maybe the fact that there's going to be more games. I don't know what broadcast deal they're going to strike with next year, I assume with RTE or Sky, whoever, BBC Northern Ireland. Yeah, that's the other side of it as well, you know.
So. And we're going to have summers where the GAA will be really colliding with the, like, European Championships, soccer championships,
yeah.
Becoming an Olympics. The build-up to that will also be happening,
like,
too.
Yeah, this time 2 years, I think the Euros start on the 14th of June. They run until the 14th of July. So the 14th of July 2024, you're coming right smack in to the end of the championship. The Olympics in France starts in Paris on the 26th of July 2024. Mm. So that could be the weekend of the All-Ireland.
Amazing.
So, you know, like, so yeah. you're taking away from your, whereas if the All-Ireland was on the third Sunday of September, now invariably there's been football finals in the past that have clashed with Liverpool against Man U, or as one journalist in the Indo said, he said that Liverpool against Man U is the biggest sporting match in this country. Now that's his view. This particular journalist wouldn't be a JA fan now, by the way. So, you know, so times they are changing, you know, definitely, like, I mean,
so we're going to have to get used to being off kilter, is what you're saying, or reset ourselves.
I think so, yeah. Like you're going, well, thankfully certain events will stick to when they're, you know, on. Like, I mean, okay, after this year, the World Cup will be on in June again mm-hmm. for the men. The Women's World Cup is on in the late August next year, but still, it's during the summertime, you know what I mean? So, but I think we'll have to get used to the All-Irelands being played not long after the longest days of the year.
Yeah.
The longest day of the year.
We'll just have to see how this year goes, see how the club championship works out, and maybe it'll all end up being great and we'll think it's the best thing ever. We just need to give it a chance.
I mean, so.
And you'd hope that the club championships do get a good run and they do succeed and you know, teams and counties at home are happy with that, because that has been the biggest debate really over the last couple of years.
And
it has been
fairness,
the clubs.
Intercounty players themselves seem happy enough to be able to go and book their holidays or go back to their clubs.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't that many people giving
out.
I'd
say so.
Just the people who like to do things at a certain time of year, like go to All Ireland in September.
We all struggle with change from time to time.
I still think the All Ireland club finals for the men's and women's, I think they're still January, February next year, but I think the plan or the aim would be to get them in the calendar year.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, to be honest, about the ladies, but there was change, obviously, because of COVID. It used to traditionally be November. Last year it was January, and I'd imagine that they will look to swing that round a bit as well.
Just to throw this at you, and very quickly, what happens if we were to flip things, have the club now, and then have the intercounty at the back end of the year? That wouldn't do?
I wouldn't say the intercounty
like
lads would be happy with those pitches.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, Jim.
Yeah.
I think the way things are now in the summer.
The summer sun, the Crow Park, the
want to go to matches and you get the crowds out.
Yeah.
It's hard enough to entice
Even though
people to do anything.
I remember
the
some of the club games played in Croker last December, just before Christmas. I think the temperature was about 10 or 12 degrees. It was quite balmy, you know, but that can be, it's just the luck of the Irish weather as well, you know. So
they'll be sitting in home now and during Christmas time watching the World Cup finals for a change.
The Sunday before Christmas is the World Cup final,
Joe, I'm not really sure that I'm happy now with all these dates that you're telling me, because it's very hard to picture all the change and the way things are going to play out over the next few months.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this summer. So what else do we have to look forward to besides an early finish of the championships?
Early finish of the championship. This day, fortnight, the 6th of July, is the start of the Women's Euros in England. It lasts until the 31st. Every game will be live on RTE Sport for the first time that we've covered it. 16 teams. I was talking to Lisa Fallon earlier today. You could probably make a case for 6 or 7 of the teams to win it. England are hosts. But again, like the men, we'll probably have that bit of pressure on them to do well. You're looking at Norway, you're looking at Denmark, you're looking at the Dutch, you're looking at the Germans, you're looking at the Swedes.
The traditional,
and all that.
France as well. Lyon.
Kenny Shields is manager of the North. He has said, he quoted earlier today, maybe he's saying that this tournament might be a bit too soon for the North. And in talking to Lisa earlier, in the group that they're in, the North, they're in with England, I think it's Austria.
Yeah, they've
She says
group.
That it could be tough for them to get out. But still,
what an achievement to get there.
But did they beat Ukraine to get to the playoff?
And
or to get to the finals, and it was Ukraine that beat us 1-0 in that game.
Really
disappointing
one. You know, so in fairness, I would say Vera Powell's Ireland are a better team now than than they were back then. So you can't have any regrets as to whether, you know. But I think Vera Powell's team have they definitely have Australia and on their mind for next year's World Cup. But that's playoff to come next. Game against Georgia to come next Monday. So,
24th. Isn't
so,
right?
So that's the Women's Euros to come for 3 weeks, and then beyond that, then into August we have the second incarnation of the European Championships, which I think has 9 events in it. It takes place in Germany, in Munich, and incorporated in that will be the European Athletics Championships, which start on the 15th of August. So hopefully, we did medal back in 2018, we medalled in the rowing, and we medalled on the track as well. So hopefully that can happen this time as well. So that's in August. And also as well, we have the Commonwealth Games, which is in Birmingham in England. We'll be keeping an eye then on athletes from the North who'll be taking part on that. And for the first time in 3 years, Galway Races will have a full crowd there at the end of July. The annual Builders Festival, their 2 week holiday.
Are the builders' holidays now still when the builders' holidays are? Have they changed them as well?
Yeah, I don't think there's any sign of a Fianna Fáil tent anymore. and of course, next Monday starting, there'll be plenty of strawberries and cream and all other substances and various libations. Wimbledon starting next Monday and running for a fortnight up until the 10th of July. So, and then before we know it, I mean, on the 6th of August, we have the start of the Premier League.
That's very early.
Yeah. Obviously, the Premier League has to start early because of the World Cup and all that. Also, as well, in a couple of weeks, for Champions League qualifications for Irish teams as well. I think the draw is coming this Friday for the Women's Champions League, so Shelburne will be keeping an eye on that. So from the men's point of view, there's 4 teams going into Europe, so let's hope that the 4 of them can jump the first hurdle, you know, because there's plenty of Lula on offer as well. I think you're talking a couple of £100,000.
Which
just
is
to
a
get
massive
past.
Sum of money for a League of Ireland club.
I mean, when you think about, Marie, what does the winner get for winning the Premier League? Is it something like 100,000 or 150,000 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
You know, which isn't, you know.
It's not significant.
But that's why the race for the top 4, you know, is so important.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And tickets for the Shamrock Rovers Hibernians game went on sale today.
All right, yeah.
To be up early to get them, to get the South Stand.
And I was talking to one of my colleagues, Rory Houston, earlier, who's, I believe, there's 400 or 500 Sligo Rovers fans heading over to the match against Bala from Wales, which is taking place in Shropshire in England, not in Wales.
And I predict that there isn't a lot of room in that stand, I'd say.
There is. I think that stadium has a capacity for 1,000 people. So
where are the 400 or 500 Sligo Rovers fans going to go?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Shropshire is what? Stoke is nearby. And so they're playing at the home ground of TNS, which is Technical Network Solutions, I think that's the name of the club. So the game isn't taking place in Wales. So, yeah, so that's...
And we've rugby this summer as well, with the tests in New Zealand.
Test in New Zealand coming up, yeah. We've never won over there. I think we've never won a test match over there. And I think the view is that the last time that the All Blacks have come over here, we've beaten them twice. So I think there's a revenge on their minds over there as well. So that's going to be, that'll be interesting. So that will bring the curtain down on the rugby season, which has been quite a long season.
All those three games are live here on Game On as well. So
yes,
tune in
that'll
for them.
Be Saturday evenings probably.
Or mornings?
Saturday.
Mornings, I think.
Of course, because of the time difference. Yeah. And so that's coming up as well. So, you know.
There's an awful lot going on so this summer, and lots to look forward to. Nadine, what are you looking forward to most?
It has to be the Euros and Wimbledon as well. Always loved Wimbledon, especially as a kid. You'd get out and make the tennis court out the front. And just interested to see what Wimbledon, because the biggest thing around Wimbledon recently, I suppose, has been they're not letting the Russian players in.
That's right.
So that's been a hot topic. But yeah, Wimbledon and the Euros, definitely.
I'm heading over to the opening game of the
Euros. I missed out on tickets. I was off the ball there now.
England and Austria in that game. And
where is that taking place?
That is in Old Trafford.
Old Trafford, yes.
In Manchester.
Yeah. I'm also talking to Lisa earlier. She says that tickets are selling well for the tournament. You know.
Yeah, I think they've been quite sensible around the pricing, and they've done family tickets and so on. And then, but there was that one controversy. They moved games from the venue sale. Like they're using the Man City training ground.
Yeah, which isn't a good look.
No, it's not a great look. Like there's a big opportunity. I'm surprised with England as well, because you know they've been so trailblazing in terms of women's soccer, especially like in terms of their fund and everything. So it's surprising that that's happened. But look, overall,
one thing we know, Nadine, is when it comes to trying to get pitches in your women's team, it's very difficult. Traditionally, I think no matter what sport, people are always reluctant to give their the use of their pitches, and that seems to be the case as well. The Tour de France, Jim?
Tour de France starting as well, Sam Bennett has some new team, or he's with a new team this year. That starts, I think, on the first Saturday in July as well. What I like about the Tour de France is just some of the great shots that you get from up on high, and the kind of twisting, turning, and seeing the cyclists having to navigate tight corners. And then you look off into the hills and you think you're going to see Mary Poppins, or what's her name, Van Trapp, come out and sing The Sound of Music, because the snow-capped hills in the distance as well. So, yeah, that's another one of the big highlights of the summer.